I'm here at Liverpool in the Tate Gallery. Can you just introduce who you are?
I'm Mauricio Dias, a Brazilian artist, and
I'm Walter Riedwe, a Swiss-Brazilian artist.
And you collaborate together on the piece we've just seen, a video work. Can you talk a little bit about conception of the work?
We work together since 12 years, so we are a permanent duo, and we always work collaboratively. We try to involve specific audiences in the conception and execution of each piece we do. So this work is done in collaboration with a group of young adults who are at a stage of asylum seeking in Liverpool. And the whole work is a reflection about immigration and emigration. This work was done throughout the year of 2004. Part of it already the last year. We've been here 5 times. We started working with a series of sensorial workshops in which we tried to develop skills, sensitivity, and also self-criticism so that people actually engage when they talk about themselves. This work is not done about the asylum-seeking situation. It's a work about immigration and emigration. It's done in collaboration with these asylum seekers, who are all young adults who have been here since some months and up to 1 year, looking for a space to be outside of their homelands. This work is very much about this situation, about our rights as human beings, seeking for a space to live or to go. Immigration and immigration should be judged as a human right and not as a global economical condition as it is.
Is your work generally political?
Yes, our work is generally political in the sense that we are interested in inner world and outside world, in speaking and understanding. And what does that mean? That we always have to establish a system of understanding. And that is from individual to individual, very, very different. So there enter a huge space of interaction and of negotiation. This negotiation is essentially political. How do we speak about space? About identity, about rights, about everything. And it's not political in the sense to make a statement that would give you an easy understanding. It's political in the sense to contribute to maintain the complexity of each of the individual's context of life as ourselves also.
The form of the installation is actually trying to reflect on this non-space, which is immigration and emigration. When you go into the space now, you find a kind of a light table, and this is a touch table over which there are word links projected. And once you touch one of those words, the video takes one direction of editing. There are 40 ways of seeing this video, and the viewers are choosing the ways they are actually seeing it through the interaction that they are doing, touching this panel. When you come into the room, there is a lexicon, a kind of a dictionary, synonyms, 200 words related to the context of immigration, emigration. Some of them are at the same time projected on this touch table, and once you touch them, you take a direction that takes you somewhere in the video. That will define how you see the piece. Our work is generally somehow political in the sense that we work always about people, about someone else than us, the other. When you're speaking about the other or referring to the other, you're being political in a way. It's not engaging in any defined agenda, but it's about people. And there's nothing more political than that, I think.
And we try to maintain, like, it was the most part was always filmed with 4 cameras. And we try to maintain that multi-focus. There is no one way to look at one thing. And that is important, to try to grab the complexity of moments and words and situations and not to make them flat.
The work is interactive. It was only made possible because of a year of collaboration with FACT, which is an incredibly good institution for contemporary art and technology. It allowed these young adults, these refugees, to film themselves. They had the cameras in their hands, we have kind of directed them and we created the concept.
Our work mostly involves other people in very different contexts. There is almost a performative element to it by doing it, and then to film it and to edit. These are different steps of working on the same material, but we consider the action, the doing, as a performance already part of the work itself.
And where are you based?
We're based in Rio de Janeiro in Brazil, because I am Brazilian. I was born in Rio, and Walter is Swiss, but I lived part of my life as an immigrant in Switzerland, 13 years. At some point we met and started working together, and now he lives
as an immigrant in Brazil.